For decades, storekeeper and postmaster James Andrew Blaine was a towering figure in Guildford. He was respected and beloved, and his store was the focus of the village's commercial life. Blaine was born in 1852 in Castlewellan, County Down, Northern Ireland. He was well educated as a youth, and very literate. He was still a teen when he found employment as a schoolteacher and was still serving in that capacity when he emigrated from Ireland in 1875, aged 21. Arriving in Canada, Blaine made a beeline for Guildford, took up residence with the family of William Neely, and immediately began working as a clerk in Thomas McConchie's store. The sequence of events leads one to believe Blaine's emigration was carefully orchestrated, that he either had some previous connection, familial or otherwise, with Neely or McConchie, or was answering a help-wanted posting for an educated individual. Whatever the circumstances, the move worked out for the young man, probably better than he could ever have dared to imagine. With his intelligence, work ethic and character, Blaine gained McConchie's approval and respect. How do we know this? Because on January 4, 1882, Blaine married McConchie's beloved daughter, 26-year-old Helen. The newlyweds took up residence in the apartment above the store, known as the Emerald Tower because the exterior staircase accessing it was shrouded by creeping vines. Unfortunately, living in the apartment wasn't ideal because townsfolk would bang on the door at all hours, requesting to be served in the store below. The Blaines began their family later that year, on November 12, 1882, with the arrival of a son. They named him Thomas in honor of Helen's father and James's benefactor. By 1885, Thomas McConchie was approaching 80 years of age and finally ready to give up the store. On January 7, he sold it, along with several village lots, to Blaine for the sum of $800. Just 4 months later, on May 2, Guildford lost its founder and longtime storekeeper when McConchie died. Like his father-in-law, Blaine was infused with an entrepreneurial spirit and had his fingers in several pies. For many years, he operated a cheese factory and creamery with some success, using the rail line to ship product as far away as Toronto. But it was the store that remained the focus of his attention, and he proved a remarkably adept storekeeper, with a mind for business and a warm personality that made patrons feel welcome and respected. Blaine ran the store for more than three decades, bowing out in 1919 due to old age. After almost 60 years in the family, the store passed to new owners. Blaine died in 1931, with Helen following him 8 years later. The store to which he dedicated much of his life still stands, though its days as a mercantile have passed.